My name's Gillian, and I'm going to lead you through a 20-minute relaxation exercise. What can I tell you about myself first? So I'm a complementary therapist, I am a wellness advisor, I'm a mindfulness instructor. I'm basically just, a lover of all things aromatherapy. During the pandemic, I ran a little Wednesday session where I invited people to come along and do a Wednesday wind down. One of the things that I love about my job is that I get to sort of talk to people about how they're feeling, and from the kind of information that I'm getting from different sources, I use that to kind of try and develop the services that I offer. And I think that the wind down was actually a really useful tool for people to remind them to be more present. I think, particularly then with all the things that were going on in the news and looking at things that were happening around the world, it was useful for us all to just come back to where we are here and now. And I have noticed in recent months over Christmas and New Year, a lot of people's stress levels tend to increase for various reasons. Noticing that that seems to still be the case at the moment, people having difficulty getting to sleep, staying asleep. And I wonder, a lot of us know that we should have some screen-free time before we go to sleep. But generally when I speak to people, they're either in two camps where, for the last hour or so before bed, they allow their body to relax, but they're either staring at the TV screen or their phone or their tablet. So the mind is still really active, whether we're conscious of or not, we're still, it's still been really active. And then, other people who go, I step away from the screen and I don't look at my devices for the last hour before bed. And I'll say, what do you do? And they're like, well, I tidy my house and I do the washing, I prep the food and I blah, blah, blah. And then by that point, I'm so tired that I go to bed. And I think, well, I don't know if that's any better, because your body's been racing, 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 and then you go, sleep. So my hope for this little exercise is that it creates a middle ground for you, that it allows you to bring your mind and your body together and really show your mind and your body that what you're doing is preparing for sleep or preparing for relaxation. It doesn't have to be for sleep, but that you are consciously, with both mind and body, looking to bring your energy down and relax. Now, in the past, when I've run this exercise, it has been primarily women that have come, and we have used it as an excuse to pamper our faces. So if you would like to do that, you are more than welcome. If there are some gentlemen listening, watching, you are more than welcome to join in as well. You might want to do it with dry hands. You might want to use a little bit of product if you have any. So I have already cleansed my face before we started. So if anybody needs to do that, feel free to pause and do that now. I have some really simple almond cleansing oil. It's not cleansing oil, it's a soothing facial oil that we need to do. And I have different little body oil samples. At Christmas time, they were doing a little kit where you would get lavender, rose, sea buckthorn, and pomegranate. And I think for tonight, or today, whenever you're doing this, I'm going to choose wild rose. So I think it's important as well that if you have the option, that you can include sort of nice, calming, relaxing products that you enjoy the scent of. using our senses, our smell, our touch, these are all things that are going to bring us to the present moment. And I think in particular, if you're interested in aromatherapy, I mean, I think most people are aware that lavender is known for being a calming oil, a balancing oil. You've got mandarin or orange scented, the sea buckthorn is good for that. It's a cheerful scent, the sort of smiley oil. So, you know, maybe taking that little bit of time as well to decide what you want to achieve, what your goal is. So for me, rose, it's a very feminine scent. It's a sort of, if you've been feeling a little bit sad, if you've been feeling a little bit stressed, rose is going to go straight to your heart, soothe you, calm you, get you in that nice flowing state. Okay, so, and I've got my facial oil. I am recording this on my phone as well, just as an audio. My plan is to put it on Podbean as a little mini podcast, because I'm going to try and be as descriptive with this as I possibly can be, because if you're anything like me and you have glasses, then this activity is a glasses off activity, and as soon as that happens you can't see what's going on anyway. So try and make sure that my audio is visually descriptive, and that you don't need the video, that you can do it just by audio. Okay. So a couple of things that I want to talk to you about first is making sure that you're in a nice comfortable position. You know, that your feet are able to touch the ground. If you maybe need to put a pillow under your feet just to kind of give you that extra level of comfort. We want to be sitting with a nice upright back, not stiff and straight, but just I've lost my words. An alert, upright and alert posture. When we're doing self-massage, we want to remember that we want to take the tension out of the work in hand, that we're trying to mould it to whatever piece of the body that we're working on. So we're not gonna just run a flat, tense hand up the arm, for example. We're going to try and curve our hand, let it relax, and let the contours mould into each other. The other thing to note as well is the speed at which we move. If we try, the example that I always give is if we try to imagine how we would soothe a child who had fallen, you wouldn't run fast, you wouldn't just be patting them. There's a speed that we go at that has been scientifically proven to send signals to the parasympathetic nervous system, and to just tell the body that it's okay, that it instantly soothes us. So if you imagine this sort of slow, steady pace, moving up the body, moulding the hand to the skin. Okay, so that's what we're going for. I'm going to try and do as much of the routine in time with the breath as I can. And if you are able to comfortably follow along, then please do that. If you find that it's too much for you, then don't worry about it. Don't pressure yourself. Go with what feels right with you today. Okay, so here's where I can't see you anymore. Glasses off. And I'm going to put a little bit of the facial oil into the palm of my hand, and then I'm going to add a few drops of the rose oil, and we're going to just put that back and forth between the two palms of our hands, making sure that we cover the full surface of the hands. Okay, and the idea is that we're going to bring the energy down, get out of our minds and into the seat that we're sitting in. Okay, so we are going to put our hands in prayer at the top of our forehead, heel of the hands in the centre of the forehead, And take a nice big deep breath in. And on the out breath, we're going to slowly start to slide the hands down either side of the face, across the forehead, down the sides of the face, down the cheeks, the chin, molding hands to the body, all the way down to the centre of your chest. And then take another breath for me. Hands to the top of the forehead, breathing in, and then bringing the hands down on the out breath. All the way down to the centre of the chest, and breathe. One more time, breathe hands to the centre of the forehead, breathing in, and on the out breath, bringing the hands down slowly across the forehead and the sides of the face, cheeks, chin, neck, chest, and breathe. Maybe if we do the same again, we're going to bring our hands together in prayer is the best way I can visualize it for you, but sort of at the to the front, about the front of our forehead, in the center, just above our nose, and we're going to run the sides of our, I'll just explain it first, okay? So before you feel like you have to do anything, let me just explain. So we're going to move our hands, sides of our thumbs, down the centre of our forehead, and as we reach the bridge of our nose, our hands are going to separate, and we're going to slowly bring our hands down either side of our nose, across the cheeks to the ears, and when we get to the ears, we're going to come down the neck to the collarbones. Okay? So we'll start that together. We'll take a nice big deep breath in, and on the out breath, we'll bring in the sides of our thumbs down to the bridge of our nose, hands separating, going across the cheeks, remembering to relax the hands and allow them to mold to the face, to the ears, down the neck. And breathe. Okay, so we'll do that one more time. So hands together, front center of the forehead, thumbs against the forehead, breathing in, and on the out breath, bringing the hands down across the cheek, ears, down the neck to the collarbones, and breathe. Okay. Now I'm going to take a little bit more body oil and put some of that on my hands. I used to get feedback that everybody woke up the morning after the wind down and their skin felt lovely and soft. So, hands coated. I like to just do a little pat up my arms so it spreads a little bit more evenly. Okay, so, oh, and I can put my glasses back on now. I can see what I'm doing. Okay, so again, I'm just spreading the oil across my chest and round my neck. Okay. So So what we're going to do is I'm going to start with my left hand and I'm going to place it at my breastbone in the center of my chest. I'm just going to start to create a figure of eight. Okay, so we're going to try and remember to keep the tension out of the hand and be molding it as much as possible to the skin. So we start from the center of the chest and we move up to the collarbone, down to the armpit, around the shoulder cap, to the back of the neck, and then down and around past the top of the chest, back to the breastbone, center of the chest. That's quite hard trying to do that audio. Okay, so we're trying to make that figure of eight shape. Okay, so we're going from the center of chest around one shoulder. So again, we're going to go with the left hand. We're going up to the collarbone, down to the armpit, and around the back of the shoulder, down towards the chest, and then back up to the center. We'll try this in the other direction. So with our right hand, we're going up to the collarbone, down to the armpit, around the shoulder cap, to the back of the neck, down towards the chest, but then back up slightly to centre. Up, down, around the shoulder, down towards the chest, and back to centre. You can try and do that in time with your breathing if you want. Breathing out, down and around, breathing in, back to centre. Try it out for yourself and see what way works with you, but trying to match it with your breathing can be quite a relaxing addition. Okay, so my skin's feeling quite dry. I'm going to have another little drop of oil. Okay. And I'm just spreading that up my arms. So the final part is we are going to put our left hand in the center of our chest. And we're going to think about, you know, that we want to release from the day. Take a nice big deep breath in, and we're going to slowly bring our hand across from the centre of our chest to our right shoulder, and then all the way down the arm, out to the end of the fingertips, and release. Okay. So for just now, I'm going to then take my left hand and draw back in some nice relaxation. So just picturing that we're bringing relaxation into the body. So we're sliding our hand up the right hand, up the right arm, drawing in some lovely relaxation, a nice sensation of calm up to our shoulder, across the chest to the heart center. Swap hands, and we're going to push out the stress of the day, any rotten conversations that we've had or interactions that we need to let go of. We're going to push them all the way down with our right hand, out down our left arm, and out the fingertips. So again, we're going to draw in more peacefulness. You might have your own words that you want to use. Bringing in a sense of calm. Giving ourselves permission to just relax and unwind. Using that nice, slow, soft touch. Molding our hands to our body. Bringing that into the heart center. Swapping over hands, And then pushing out any stress and tension that the day has brought us. Slowly making sure that we've molded that hand to that arm, going at a lovely gentle pace and pushing it all the way. So I'm going to do one more round without talking to you and just allowing you to do that with your breathing. So we're going to start from the fingertips. Working all the way to the fingertips in the opposite hand. And then back again. Right hand sliding up left arm. Slow and molded. Feeling that connection between your hand and your skin. Feeling it from the heel of your hand to the palm of your hand and all the way through to your fingertips. Molding your body, molding your hand to your body, all the way down to the fingertips on the opposite hand and release. We might want to just finish by bringing our hands into prayer on the center of our chest. And then sliding from the center of your chest, using the heel of your hand to the palm of your hand, to your fingertips, and spreading your chest open. Just allowing yourself to be, shoulders released. Back, chest open. Do it one more time from heel to palm to fingertips. Okay. So hopefully just taking that little bit of time to focus on your movement and your breath. And just sort of bringing that energy down from your head to your chest. I'm going to ask you now to just close your eyes if that feels comfortable. And just fully bring your awareness to where you are right now. Thinking about the points of contact between your bottom and the chair, your back and the chair, your feet on the ground, your hands resting in your lap, just exploring what that contact feels like. Perhaps it feels warmer, or there's a sense of pressure. A weighted feeling. Exploring the edges of those points of contact. Where that feeling ends, and then just allowing yourself a few moments to just breathe. Noticing where the mind goes. Giving it permission to do that. Not trying to stop the thoughts. And just reminding ourselves gently that the only thing that we need to do right now is breathe. Simply giving ourselves permission to just be here now. Thanks very much. I really hope you've enjoyed this session.